Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there had been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people
I'm
on television
the
saying
manager.
Their dog was eaten by the people that went there. The Taliban was doing the killing. That's the fighting force within Afghanistan. They don't bother doing that because, you know, they deal with the wrong people all the time. But I got involved. And Abdul is the head of the Taliban. He is still the head of the Taliban. And I told Abdul, don't do it anymore. You do it anymore, you're going to have problems. And he said, why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, you're going to have to figure that out, Abdul. And for eight Minnesota, she went out. Wait a minute. I'm talking now. If you don't mind, please. Does that sound familiar? She went out in Minnesota and wanted to let criminals that killed people, that burned down Minneapolis, she went out and raised money to get them out of jail. She did things that nobody would ever think of. Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison.
One of Donald Trump's rallies, because it's a really interesting thing to watch. You will see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter. He will talk about windmills cause cancer. And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom.
She said people start leaving. People don't go to her rallies. There's no reason to go. And the people that do go, she's busing them in and paying them to be there and then showing them in a different light. So she can't talk about that. People don't leave my rally.
You recently said of Vice President Harris, quote, I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. I want to ask a bigger picture question here tonight. Why do you believe it's appropriate to weigh in on the racial identity of your opponent?
I don't, and I don't care. I don't care what she is. I don't care.
But you did.
You make a big deal out of something. I couldn't care less. Whatever she wants to be is okay with me.
But those were your words, so I'm asking.
I don't know. I mean, all I can say is I read where she was not black, that she put out, and I'll say that. And then I read that she was black, and that's okay. Either one was okay with me. That's up to her.
Vice President Harris, your thoughts on this?
I think it's a tragedy that we have someone who wants to be president who has consistently over the course of his career attempted to use race to divide the American people.
Sarah Cooper, everybody, amazing. So what is all this that's happening now about? It's about that. Swear to God, all of this hatred that's causing violence and, state troopers to be deployed to Springfield, Ohio's schools so that they could sweep for bombs, the cancellation of a cultural festival that was supposed to take place in Springfield, Ohio today. All of this stuff, everything that's going on, you know, like bomb threats against hospitals, bomb threats against universities, bomb threats against elementary schools, the eating of the whole thing, the J.D. Vance admitting because he'll do anything at all to be the perfect little sycophant for Donald Trump. Admitting that he's making up lies, that he's, concocting stories. He's, creating, bull crap so that they can take the focus off of this unbelievably catastrophic debate performance. And now the polls are starting to come out post-debate performance. And it's not good for Donald. And that's what all this hatred is about. Every single time Donald Trump needs attention, every single time Donald Trump wants to deflect from, you know, a good performance by somebody that went up against him, what does he do? What does he do? He says bloodbath. He says carnage. He says eating pets. He says rapists. He says murderers. He says gang violence. Whatever in the, you know, anything at all to make you look at him, whether it's with disdain or not, it doesn't matter. Just take the focus off of somebody else doing well, especially when that person is competing with him. That's what all of this horrible hostility is about. But what's really disgusting about it is it's actually causing violence. Now, violent crime has gone down in America. I put all the stats in the homework today so you could see a lot of the things that they are lying about are lies. The manufactured thing about the border is, you know, out of control. I put the CPB, I put the Border Patrol's numbers in there. I put the crime stats in there. The latest stuff is from August 2024. And you can see crime and violent crime and border encounters all way, way down at 3-year lows, all of it. So why are they saying it's the opposite? Because they're terrified that Kamala Harris, by speaking the truth, by laying out plans that maybe you like, maybe you don't like, but by having a policy on childcare, by having a border policy that's actually effective, that doesn't include a million people dying in a pandemic, is probably something America wants. They're thirsty for ideas. They're thirsty for policy. They want, you know, and if it wasn't for Donald Trump's mouth, if it wasn't for Sean Diddy Combs, there would be like no crime in the United States. Oh, did you see that story today?
That is really bad.
I knew you'd have an opinion about that.
You know, I told you earlier, I'm not a fan of his. So it's not like this is somebody who's my hero or somebody looked up to or even really enjoyed their music. I didn't. But this is horrible. And all the people involved in this, it just goes so deep and so horrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting that when a celebrity, you know, when a guy like, you know, a musical artist gets caught being a sex trafficker, right, then people say, well, I was not a fan of his, you know. But when a president of the United States is, you know, lying about, you know, crimes that aren't being committed in this country, people get their hackles up, you know, like, you better stop trash talking my Donald Trump. You know, it's just like the evidence is there. The tapes are there. You know, it's not just, you know, this one over here who's you know, doing violent things to women. It's also J.D. Vance. And it's J.D. Vance and Donald Trump that are doing violent things to women. When you have women bleeding out in parking lots, when you have that, when you have women being denied medical care during a pregnancy or after a miscarriage, right, and they're told to bleed out in the parking lot, and they stand there and they say there are no women like that, they don't exist, although we've heard from them. When you hear like a young girl say that she was abused by her stepfather, and you know, that she was impregnated by her stepfather. When you hear a 10-year-old girl in Ohio has to leave the state to get you know, care because she was raped at 10, they say that didn't happen, it didn't exist, you know. But they're doing violence to women too. J.D. Vance thinks that if you're in a violent marriage, you need to stay there. He wants to do away with no-fault divorce. He wants to do away with women being able to control the amount of violence that's inflicted upon them. And do you know why these men, you know what they all have in common? They're damaged. All of them. Damaged. Either by Donald Trump's father was cruel, his mother was self-absorbed, J.D. Vance's father was absent, his mother was self-absorbed and knee-deep in her addiction. Thank God she's clean and sober now for 10 years from what I hear, okay? Damaged. These are damaged human beings that want to control you so that they feel like they're in control of some damn thing, because they're not in control of their own lives. They're not in control of their emotions. They're not in control of anything. And they need to feel like they are.